Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The Premier is set to spend his second day in Rome as he continues to talk up WA to Europe. Mark McGowan, joined by Perth Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis and a range of WA tourism operators in the Italian capital.
It's very exciting. To be here in Rome promoting Western Australia is, I think, probably a first. But we hope and expect many tourists and students and other people want to come to Western Australia to experience everything we have to offer.
The Qantas direct flight from Rome touched down in Perth this morning. It's running three times a week. Well, the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, is in Spain this week. He's attending a crucial NATO summit on Ukraine. Caught today for a 35-year-old man following a brazen attack in Banksia Grove last Friday. Police allege the man was walking along Viridian Drive around 7:30 a.m. before stabbing a 38-year-old man several times. The victim managed to get to hospital. He underwent emergency surgery over the weekend. Scientists have dubbed the first of NASA's three rocket launches down under a success. The rocket has come back down safely this morning after being launched from the Northern Territory overnight with an X-ray telescope looking at light from the Milky Way. ANU's Dr. Brad Tucker says the second blasts off next Monday.
The launch again with NASA, but looking at ultraviolet light, and a launch on 12 July for the third launch.
And there was an amazing moment on stage at the Glastonbury Festival in the UK. Dave Grohl and Bruce Springsteen joined Paul McCartney on stage. Geelong Cats defender Tom Stewart has been referred directly to the AFL Tribunal for that bump that concussed Tiger star Dion Prestia. Geelong veteran Isaac Smith saying Stewart is deeply regretful.
Certainly not deliberately in Stewie's nature. He plays a very physical game, but he's not a dirty player. And straight after the game, he was asking all the boys if any of them had Dion's phone number and he wanted to get in contact.
Yesterday, the Crows, Pies and Power all got wins. The Eagles have the daunting task of playing Richmond at the MCG on Sunday, while Frio host Port.
Listener.